And if you see and more again, then you will know and more again. For you can see you in her eyes. Then you feel your heart beating from bum bum bum. And when you've given all you had, and everything still turns up bad, and all your secrets are your own, then you feel your heart beating from bum bum bum. Some material, and I'm lost in confusions, 'cause my things are material, and you don't know how much I love you. See and more again, then you might be and more again, or you just wish and you are here. Can you feel your heart beating from bum bum bum? And I'm wrapped in my armor, but my things are material, and I'm lost in confusions, 'cause my things are material, and you don't know how much I love.
All right, we're back. All right, Alex is still on the line, yeah?
Yes, James, I want to say something before Alex comes in. This is, if I recall, I'm not listening to NPR radio or PBS or anything, but I remember February was always Black History Month, so I thought I'd feature two songs by and involving Arthur Lee. Arthur Lee was the leader of the band called Love, and their album that came out in 1967-68 called Forever Changes is often voted as the greatest album of all time. If anybody's not aware of it, YouTube that, and you can, they feature a lot, all the songs in separate YouTubes. I recommend Arthur Lee. Do you know that album, James?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's a complete listening experience. You listen to all the songs, and you see the comments. You know, young people saying, "Holy mackerel, what is this? This album is incredible." It's very neat magic, and I don't know if you get it from listening to individual songs, but that's my tribute to Black History Month. It's featuring Arthur Lee in both slots here.
The best one is in the Forever Changes tour in 2003.
The best version of one of his songs, or
all of them, is in the Forever Changes tour 2003.
Right. No, he did. He was in jail and out of jail, and this and that, and he died recently. Or oh, did he die? Okay. Where's Arthur Lee today?
Still singing.
Still singing. Is he in a parallel world or here?
Both.
Both. It's amazing. These rock singers. They really. A lot of them are more than people would think. If you consider that a spiritual accomplishment, I mean, is he enhancing his spiritual gifts?
Certainly.
Why did he fire that gun on the porch back 8, 9, 10 years ago? He comes out of a party, shoots a gun off, and then he ends up going to jail. Do you know what was going on there?
Well, you got to go to the actual complete title. Maybe the People Would Be the Times Are Between Clark and Hilldale.
Excellent. See? That's a great line.
That's what caused the shooting episode of The Porch.
That's incredible. I can't remember which song. Did we hear that lyric today? I don't think so. I think that's in another song. Yeah.
It is.
Very good, Ion.
And also, hotels, a house is not a motel.
Well, we played that. That was the beginning of this hour two. Was that?
But that was the set. That was the 67.
Yes.
Forever Changes. We're talking about the 2003.
That version of that song in 2003. Okay.
Better.
Yeah, and the other factor was, what was it? What's the factor I'm looking for, Ion?
Oh, this ain't our gig. Hey, you bypassed Estelle Goodman, and you're just lucky you got as much as you got besides the red telephone.
There's another song. See, Jay-Z knows Arthur Lee's work. He knows it all. The red telephone's another song on there.
See, it didn't get the splashes like Wonder People. The 60s didn't serve him so well. It was the recreation is where it actually hit.
Good point, because there is a lot of YouTube of him performing around 2003 on that tour. Yes, that's accurate. James, I recommend the album, Forever Changing. You can hear it all on YouTube. It's right there for free.
It's all on YouTube.
And
I'll have to check
love.
That out. Yeah, definitely.
What's the Book of Love? That's another album, right?
Yeah.
Ion, what do you... How would you compare Arthur Lee's kind of music with Estelle Goodman? Now, is it probably...
No comparison.
Right, but why aren't they comparable?
Well, one is coming from a knowing place, and the other one's singing about what you don't know place.
That's true. That's true. So that's part of the human. So they go together, the two.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if you want to take bleach and ammonia and mix it together, you'll get an effect. So try that.
Yeah, so if one, that's polarity, one knowing and another not knowing, or is that duality? Not duality, is it?
Not really duality. It'd be two versions of a dual perspective. So, okay.
All right, so back...
Two versions of a dual perspective. Now, get that.
That's a good line. I'm glad you reinforced it. We'll work on that. So now we have... I want to finish with Alex, what Marjorie Cameron did. Are you there, Alex?
I am here. What's up?
Okay, so it says here, after further magical workings together, Jack Parsons, who you mentioned last week, L. Ron Hubbard, and Marjorie Cameron felt they had conceived a moon child. Now, when I said that before the break, you laughed, Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Any further comment on that?
Oh, no.
And moon child is described in a novel of the same name by Aleister Crowley. So they thought they had conceived a moon child, although no physical child was born. They were referring to a spiritual entity. Cameron said that she had an abortion after conceiving a child within 2 weeks of meeting Parsons, so clearly a physical child was not the aim. Aleister Crowley thought that their workings were idiocy, although he never met Cameron. And some believers feel that Parsons, Hubbard, and Cameron had unleashed a magical force on the world, the goddess Babylon. Now, if they intended that, if they said it and thought it, then they did, right, Ion?
Okay, or whatever a librarian can do.
Is that what she is? Marjorie, I mean, she's known as an artist, too. She's part of the Dennis Hopper crowd and the cultists, but mainly got her 9-to-5 stuff through a library. And so what did they affect, other than the people who took on the concept of the Babylon?
Well, did great for Moon Unit.
Moon Unit. Did she? That's tough. Did she read
Moon Unit Zappa?
Moon Unit. Did she read Aleister Crowley?
Oh, well, yeah, anything to get right up, make a be a booger in daddy's nose.
Ah, yes, I remember Miles, the great British journalist, and wrote a book on Zappa. He, around 1970, noted that Zappa, he would visit Zappa, noted that Zappa was reading Aleister Crowley, but whenever I was there at Zappa's around the time, I didn't see any Aleister Crowley. So maybe that was Moon Unit, even though she's only 3 years old at that point. Maybe she was bringing it in. Or what? Did Frank leave it around, ignore it, and then Moon decided to go for it?
Well, of course.
Okay. So, Alex, it says here, paradoxically, at times Cameron herself was referred to as an incarnation of Babylon by Parsons and later claimed this identity for herself, saying she'd given birth to a spiritual child. Now, do you know these details, Alex, in your OTO world?
Yeah, I know. I know them.
You've heard of this?
Yes.
Can you add something that the Wikipedia is not saying?
Well, no, it's pretty much that's what they talk about. But my question for Ion is, can he expand upon the concept of the Babylon? Because actually participated in a rite of Babylon last weekend, you know, brother. Now, one of the things somebody was talking about afterwards is Babylon, like it. The internet can maybe symbolize Babylon, because in the book of the Babylon, it talks about how Babylon is going to tear down all of these old institutions, and people were speculating that perhaps Babylon was the internet. Ian, can you comment on what is Babylon? This force of Babylon.
What is Babylon? Well, Babylon's what's going to fall.
Well, what about, like, in the way it's referred to in Thelemic literature?
Well, that's the introspect of what Babylon is in perspective of what's the oligarch and what's the oligarchy.
Is there a difference between the oligarch and the oligarchy?
Yes, apparently, if you're referring to the boundaries of Babylon, yes, there is. And if you engage that level of it, then you'll see the shift. Because actually, if you go into Samaria, you're going to have a different perspective of what Babylon is.
Right. Now, Finnegan's Wake, the first thunder on the first page begins with B-A-B-A, Baba. And some people think that refers to the river running. The book is a river running. Were there those kind of concepts in Crowley's or the right, Alex, or, you know, water concepts, or was it just referring to hierarchy, a new spiritual hierarchy, or an older one to be toppled?
Another one. Whether to be toppled or not, relative, that remains to be seen.
Another one. So what, Alex, comment on what we just said.
Well, I'm having a hard time following because, you know, the way Babylon is referred to in Thelemic literature is Babylon's like a goddess and a force, so it's different than like Babylon meaning like a system, a like Babylon system, like the Western culture that's oppressive to the world, must be overthrown. So it's
okay,
more like,
so you believe there's entities beyond the physical.
Well, I believe in everything, Bob. You know that.
Yes.
Well, it was originally laid as the capital of Mesopotamia. That's why if you're going to go back to Nebuchadnezzar, that's why we were pointing you to Samaria.
Yes, and the principle of Ra'i being the first priest, the first authority, the first A-W-E, the awe and authority, that seems to me that Babylon is a Ra'i expression emphasizing Isis.
Well, if you go to Nebuchadnezzar II, yeah, but there wasn't regal splendor until then.
Okay, that's not a book in the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar II.
Oh, yeah, that was a king.
Is that in Kings?
No, the second king, the second Nebuchadnezzar as king.
Yeah, just I know it's not, I guess, a book in the Bible, but you're not referring to a Bible thing here.
He talks about in the Bible.
Yeah.
Talk about in the Bible, but that's not what.
Not what you're saying now.
Dumbledore's brother's not talking about that. He's talking about something else. That's why we keep pointing back to Samaria, and the Samaritan version would give a clearer picture.
But Crowley knew nothing of Samaria, I assume.
Who's Crowley?
Well, the tie back to Kenneth Grant.
Then we
Kenneth
might as well be talking about Babylon 5, the TV show, if you're going to make it from that.
Yeah, you're not impressed with Aleister Crowley's work.
Work?
Now, you get this. We're making fun of you. You heard God. The Thelemites come from Crowley, right, Alex?
Right. Well, it's interesting you mentioned some areas because Kenneth Grant actually traced what Crowley was doing to Samaria. So it's interesting.
Oh, well, then we give Kenneth Grant was doing better than Ion. Would you say Grant went further than Crowley?
Yeah, almost as far as Beach Blanket Babylon.
Okay. So Mary Jane Cameron played a prominent role in Kenneth Anger's film, Inauguration of the Pleasure Dome, and she played the Scarlet Woman. She also appeared in the films of Curtis Harrington, including the 1955 documentary The Wormwood Star, which focused on Cameron and her artwork, and another movie, Night Tide. So she's around the Hollywood scene. Was she overlapping with the Charlie Manson world at all, Ion?
Influenced by, but not so much.
Was Kenneth Anger influenced by Manson?
Not so much. He was pretty much his own deludedness.
Manson, right.
Yeah.
So, Alex, time's running out, so what do you really want to know about this that we're talking about?
I want to know why Ion is so negative against Crowley. I mean, he had his faults, but of course
good question.
Not.
No, good question. Let's hear Ion about that.
Okay.
Let's hear Ion.
All about that. The whole point of Crowley, he crowed a bit. It was not, his work was not to bring humans back into their place of power. It was to remind them of how that these nebulous superseded potential forces were more powerful than any human god or creator. So the work in its tandem pointed out how the angels were coming to get you, depending on how all these subcultures or these minions and legions were going to come whittle your very soul out of your beingness, and that you're screwed and you might as well, the sooner you accept it, the better off you're going to be, and then we can engage. We've invented this marvelous conjuring. It's almost like it's no different than Papa justifying the conjure of sacrifice. Not much difference in that, because you can conjure whatever you want to. It just seems like a pitiful waste of power to conjure something bigger at the end of the day, bigger than you.
So that might be why you're paranoid in basic characteristic feature, Alex. You've been made paranoid by it.
They know where you are. They'll find you soon. Don't worry about it.
I can see some of that. No, I was paranoid way before Crowley, but
he didn't help. He didn't alleviate it.
That just substantiated it.
That's what attracted you to Crowley.
That maybe, but I don't know. I'm not digging Ion's read on the whole situation. I have to.
You can't take the truth. Isn't that a line from one of those Hollywood movies? Yeah, it's too much for you. You can't take it. You're not into truth. You can't take it, Mr. Fatic. Are you done, Alex? Are you done with me, Alex? I'll see you in the next Bob show, Alex. Oh, Alex, I want to say, can I play your hijacking of the show last week? Could I post that on all Slack and say, this is what Moog sounds like? Could I do that? Do I have your permission?
Do that. Yeah, that's fine.
I just want to commend you. It's fantastic what you're doing. You really stay in there. You've got them. You've got them on the ropes there, and they don't know you're rope-a-doping them.
So where can other people hear that?
Oh, they can hear the archives in the third hour when Alex tunes in about 37 minutes into the third hour. This guy, young, dumb blood, whoever he is.
So he can introduce James into his own show.
Yeah.
Remember, we
got disconnected. Anyways, I appreciate what Moreau was doing, and I meant that when I complimented you.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I appreciate it. Bob, are the subgenius, are they harmless, or are they going to,
I'm
paranoid.
They're harmless.
Okay.
They're all cowards. They're harmless.
The sticks
they're
and stones break no bones.
They're chip body psychopaths. Only chip body.
I can handle chip body psychopaths.
All right.
Well,
looks like you got your main. Okay, thanks,
Alex.
Hey, Jermaine's back.
Dumbled. Hey, Jermaine, back from
Hey, Jermaine,
where?
You're back. Welcome back.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hey. Hey, Jermaine.
Hey. How's everyone doing? I've been MIA for a while.
We know.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us today?
Well, I just got back from Costa Rica, so I'm tanned and feeling warm. It's a little cold here. But I've got some cool news. I've got something that's a little different than in our industry. About models and regulating their working situations. You know, we've talked about many models here, and everybody talks about how skinny they are and stuff like that. But Diane von Furstenberg, she's president of the CFDA right now, Council of Fashion Designers of America. She has issued new guidelines, and she wants her models to be treated well during Fashion Week. She's got recommendations of stipulating that healthy meals and snacks should be provided backstage for models, and that no designers should hire models under the age of 16 for catwalk shows. So models are being treated a little better, and here are the main points of the guidelines. They want to educate the industry to identify the early warning and signs of individuals that are at risk of developing eating disorders. They encourage models who may have had eating disorders to seek professional help in order to continue modeling. They also support the well-being of younger individuals by not hiring models under the age of 16 for runway shows. And also, they want to supply healthy meals, snacks, and water backstage during shoots and provide nutrition and fitness education, and also address underage drinking by prohibiting alcohol. So this is like something that's never been done. And I love this article because it shows major improvement in our industry and, most importantly, the better treatment of humanity, even if it starts, you know, in our industry with our models. So it's something really different. Don't you think, Ion?
Wow.
Well, it certainly could replace a lot of gin and blow.
Come on now. That's funny.
But you know, Jermaine, what I think is that it takes the creativity out of it, because a lot of artists and models, they get, might have long range health problems, but a lot of alcohol and this stuff spurs imagination and imagery creation.
Sugar, sometimes you need a little sugar to walk straight down the aisle, so.
Ah, that means, Jermaine, this opens up for you introducing the bread of water, the living water bread of life, to the industry once it's available, however that's going to be. Because then they get their sugar.
Yeah, but it wouldn't take creativity away from the designers. The models are just the models. They're not creating. They're just walking.
Okay, so
it takes a lot of energy, though. I remember the very best office manager that I ever had. I hired her before knowing that she was a junk food addict. But the only way she was able to keep working at such a high intensity was to have her soda and sugar and everything. When I transformed her into something else, she quit and get another job in the health industry.
Because she didn't have the energy anymore to deal with it. Carol made her healthy. That should tell you something.
Yeah, I was really
That's
mad.
Funny.
Because she was a great worker, but you wanted her to be a sacrificial lamb for the cause.
Yay!
And then she took your method. So what happened? If you wanted to put a good spin on it, what happened to her? What changed?
I think she tried to get healthy. Maybe she just quit because she didn't want to continue to be unhealthy around me, because a few years later I found out she had lymphoma and she died of cancer.
So that doesn't say what. Isn't that the way it is? Every cult has the cult leaders lead, you know, some moral injunctions, and they are victims and propagators of it subtly anyways. Right, Carol? Your employee could not do your stuff.
But I didn't want her to keep getting sick, so I...
You added to the human dilemma that I was always there until the winds began to blow. And now we're free, people. Jermaine, see, this is Diane Furstenberg, von Furstenberg, responding to the howling winds. Of course, you may not know what we mean. Do you know about this is a Jubilee year, the blue moon on December 21st? Did you miss all that stuff since you were away?
No, she got it on the boat in Costa Rica. What are you telling me?
No, no, no. Did she miss us talking about it, the significance of it?
No, she got it.
Okay, so you see that Diane's responding to the present.
To the her response to the what?
To the blowing of the beginning of the end of time.
To the blow.
The end of the beginning, Jermaine.
She's responding
blow.
To the blow.
Blow. Don't say blow and models in the same sentence. That won't work. You'll cause an intervention for sure.
Yes.
So for the Sheens anyway.
Right. So, Jermaine, since the winds are blowing now, the models don't have to blow, is the punchline here.
Yeah, but on Von Furstenberg's website, her models look totally anorexic. You can't even, you know, they stand sideways. You can't even see them.
So they're doing what they were designed to do. They're hangers.
Mm-hmm.
Models are created to hang clothes on.
So Jermaine.
Features and the hanger is obstructed.
Right. So, Jermaine, why is she saying, Furstenberg, that she's doing this? Well, what prompted her? Is her daughter becoming a model?
I don't know personally what it is. Maybe it's just the many speculation and talks about models painting on the, you know, on the runway and health issues. And since she is the president of the CFDA, I think she might be just trying something different. There's change all over, so why not try this change with the models? Ion, do you think this will change the form of models? Like, from going forward, there's going to be fuller, more figured women modeling? Hello? Ion? Anyone? James?
James, I think you're back on, and Jermaine is by herself. Both you and Bob got dropped. James, are you on? Are you back? Bob, are you back?
Yes, I think. Are you there, Ion?
No.
Is Jermaine still there?
I think she got cut off or hung up because the whole thing went out. But maybe she'll call back in.
Did you go out too?
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, okay. I started to do a critique of Diane von Furstenberg. You guys didn't hear it, but it got knocked out. Diane's that powerful.
She's not going to have it.
Yeah.
She got right.
What I was saying is that Ion said that what Diane von Furstenberg was doing was PC or politically correct. It's a show. It's bullshit. And so I was asking Jermaine to investigate that. Then Carolyn went to Furstenberg's website and was looking at these horrible thin arms on the model. Mm-hmm. So I then said to Jermaine, what do you think of that? You're in the heart of a very corrupt industry, Jermaine. But all that was lost until now, until I replayed it.
And there's 70 mile per hour winds in Chicago last night. 70 miles per hour, that's huge.
Sustained, not gust.
Bob, we got to get to the emails. Come on.
Okay, so Jermaine, when you hear the archive, if you're not hearing us now, we will continue on this theme right where we left off next week. When she calls in. This is an important point.
Wait a minute. I think I hear her. Who is that?
No, I'm here.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, okay, she's back. So, Jermaine, what I was saying is that did you hear us discuss Diane's website and how skinny the arms are?
Yeah, I still heard that part, but then I lost everything after that.
Well, what I was saying is that I asked Ion, is this really sincere? And Ion said, no, it's Diane's move is PC, meaning politically correct or show or bullshit. And I was saying, you should investigate it. And then I said, Jermaine, do you realize you're in the middle of a very corrupt industry?
Aren't we all? Everybody is.
that is the alibi of everybody today. In every industry, they all say that's where we are because we're all seamless web. We're all inside the Android meme. So everybody uses that as an alibi. So, Ion, you got a way we don't make a problem out of it? Is the way to deal with that?
Well, the way y'all playing it so far, it's not whether you win or lose. It's how you place the blame.
All right, so nobody knows. We now can't place the blame on any particular person or thing or institution because we're all in the same boat?
Well, not all of us, but...
Not all of us, that's right. Okay, Jermaine, pick up the pieces here. Anything more you want to say about this?
No, well, I'm curious what's going to happen, if it's going to be really guidelines that everyone's going to follow, or if it's just, like Ion said, PC.
Right, no, it's a big story. I mean, that's the first time the industry ever thought of doing something like that, I guess.
Like they acknowledged there was a problem. I mean,
yeah, so this is a marker point, so we're going to ask you to give us what you can find out about it every now and then if it seems to be happening.
Yeah, I'll keep it posted and updated. Yeah.
Were you ever a model yourself?
No, never. I like.
But you know models. Do they? Are they even caring that Diane did this?
I don't know. I haven't talked to any. I just saw this today. And
okay.
Yeah, all the models that we use are really skinny. I don't think that. I don't know. I'll see. I'll keep my open ear and everything.
So what happened in Costa Rica?
It was fun. My flight was delayed, Ion. On the
like
way
you
there.
Predicted. Ion predicted that, right?
Yes, he sent me an email right before I was leaving. No, the day before. And he said, just to wish me a good flight, and said, don't be surprised if your flight's delayed. And I had totally forgot about it. And then when I was catching the second plane there from Mexico, it was delayed, but it helped out because we were running really, really tight on schedule. So the delaying of the plane actually really helped. It helped me out a lot. Or maybe I would miss my flight if it wasn't delayed.
I recommended that you stay longer than you planned, and that worked out?
Yeah, it did. I stayed longer, and it also worked out, and I had fun.
Excellent.
It was time to have fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, Ion, there. You helped her, and you did well there, Ion.
Well done.
Okay, Jermaine, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, we have to do 3 hours worth of emails now.
And there's 397 Guillermos, so start at number one, and when you get to number 86, that should help, darling.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right.
Certainly, darling.
What are Guillermos, Ion?
Never mind.
Oh, okay. All right. So, James, I'm going to whip through these. Okay?
Whip them. Go through it.
Yeah. Strange Brew in California. Ion, if the mind is the guardian of our reality, the governor of limitations, can and will you recommend the most effective way to alter its guardianship to allow a new desired reality?
Never engage it. Never mind. Then you don't have to be mindful of that wonderful, blissful statement that you're trying to give significance to an insignificant duality.
Right, and some might say, how do I do that? How would you quickly answer the how?
A degree of separation, don't, never mind.
So it's not an issue. The mind is not an issue.
If
yeah,
you
anyway.
Get over it, it isn't. But if you make it a do about a do about a do about a do, then it's a do about a do about a do about a do.
Okay.
Do about, and then they make a song about that doobie, doobie, do, and then there you go.
All right. Ion, is my father still alive? See, it's anonymous. It's anonymous at 1111. Is my father still alive?
Not in this world.
Okay, Larry Lava, Rockiki Beach. Bob, ask Ion, how do you build an ark? Ask him, what is the color of the ark?
Gopher wood.
Gopher wood. Humpty says, Ion, can we make living water, he puts living water in quotes, by altering the frequency of ordinary tap water?
Nope, you may not.
No. Spencer, are all dreams a form of parallel traveling?
Nope, they are not.
As a matter of fact, Spencer, I will be posting on the addenda section of Haronic, which will be, it's going to be sort of like what Information Farm has, little excerpts from private readings and maybe our show, little things. I'll be posting in the next 24 hours a good section on dreams versus parallel worlding and astral projection, so check for that. Someone named S, which is a symbol for labyrinth. Ion, you and JW were in my kitchen last night, and after I asked you, after I asked for you more, I guess they wanted more. The sensation was amazing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Indeed, great stew.
Right, and why are they calling themselves S?
Good as any.
Is this MJ or Matthew or someone else sneaking in?
Sneaking in?
Oh, yeah. We got the guards up. We're making sure only those who paid up in full will allow to enter into Ion. Except, unless you're a new person, and we don't. All three new people. It's the veterans who have the stigma.
Yeah.
If you hang out with Ion, you will get a stigma, and you'll never work in this town again. Okay, go ahead.
Right. And here's what's fun, as he's trying to limit all the control, he constantly puts just thousands of hours of free information available for everybody, making sure everybody stays paid up on the free portion. Great. You'll get them that way. There you go. That's right. You'll have to pay to ride, play to ride the train, right? Well, except that everywhere the train goes, it's labeled laid out there for free.
Good. So Barbara in California says, Ion, are the Egyptians coming into their power?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Are they getting on with it?
Getting on with it. Yes, they're getting on with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, now that's what you, Ion, you, that's one of your tones, your cliches. You say, get on with it. That's what she's quoting. Are they getting on with it?
Yes.
All right. Is Mubarak the Mabu, capital M-A-B-U-S, in quotes, the Mabu character that was written about by Nostradamus?
No.
Okay.
The next one will be, however.
The next leader of Egypt.
Yes.
Oh, and will he meet his, what's the issue?
Doom.
Doom within the next 24 moons?
Oh, well, that's relative. I mean, that's just...
No, moons, not time. Moons, you know, moons, cycles.
But we know what moons are, Bob. Thank you. But you're setting up a precedent for something that you haven't started. You've counted the clock, but you haven't started its tick-tock yet. So you can't gauge it from that way because you're setting something in play that hasn't even begun yet. So it'd be 24 moons from when they take office, 24 moons from when they fall into peril, 24 moons from when they are no longer embraced by the Egyptians of the day, 24 moons from the beginning, and you haven't set that beginning yet. So
right.
That's next.
Okay, another reason why we ask less questions. Angela from Vancouver, what was said about the chip body and chemical body merging is really cool. Ion, does that tie in with the Elohim and the ability to go back and forth as described in the Emerald Tablets? Does that tie in with the Elohim and the ability to go back and forth as described in the Emerald Tablets? The merging of chip body.
That's what Thoth was trying to explain, but... There's a bigger, deeper, she knows this, and the second part of the question embraces it, that there's even more to it than that, of course.
Right, it's not limited to the chip body.
Right.
Or the chemical body.
It's just a good place to embrace if you don't know better.
Yeah, if you're limited by the term chemical body.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so you're right. Her second part, she goes, or as I call the standing of the water screen, in short, the world outside of this one. That's what you were referring to, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then she says, could you describe this process in detail?
Not a chance, because it's not valid.
Okay. Jim in the USA, Ion, is it true that if you have a weakness, the universe will bring you more of the same?
No. Like frequency things attract each other.
I think that's what
it doesn't have to be a weakness. It can be a strength. If you're needy, you will surround yourself with other needies. How do you get the murderer and the murderer-y in the same arena?
So whatever it is, that's what you'll get more of if you speak of it.
He who speaks most of sickness enjoys it.
He who speaks most of abundance enjoys it more.
That's correct.
And then Jim's follow-up is, and if that is true, but it isn't, what actions would you consider performing to eliminate such weaknesses?
Well, you're acknowledging the weakness. Go at it from the strengths. Embrace the points of power and let go of all the less than places, then the less than places will be so far away from your vibrational frequency, they'll still be less than, but you won't notice. And if you don't notice, if you're in bliss, you won't have to fix the problem that you don't notice.
All right. Anna says, happy birthday to my favorite juicer. I'm glad I created you. Thank you, Anna.
Hey, you leave the Jews out of this.
Especially the space Jews. So Chad in Vancouver says, explain the difference between duality and twinning.
We did it already.
Okay.
Bob, you did that with twinning within the divisions within the kingdoms. So you actually, that's already done.
All right. So Anna then says, do you mean acid as related to negative? Being more acid now will serve you well later.
Acid is not a negative. Acid's not a negative.
Okay. Any more there, Carolyn? She has capital N negative. Could that mean something? Do you mean acid as related to negative?
Negative pH.
Maybe she means, yeah. Is it something to do with negative pH, Ion, what you've talked about before? Not so much?
Yes, but not from what she's asking from. There is no such thing as negative pH presently, but we know there is.
And being more acid now will serve you well later.
Has nothing to do with a negative pH.
Okay. The mentor says, message, R-O-F-L, right on the floor, right? Okay. That person, mentor, says, so glad I tuned in today. Quote, Bob, Ion knows everything in... Oh, he's quoting me. I said, Ion knows everything in our scientific terms. He's as good as the Internet. The person laughs, LOL. Really? Then why did he get, this is that guy or somebody that keeps calling... Oh, Mentor. Remember he showed up a long months ago and then he disappeared. Well, Mentor finally came back. If he's hearing the same name. Because we had a mocker last week who thought that Ion got it wrong and Ion didn't care.
We love mockers.
Yeah. So Mentor says, then why does he get two-thirds of it wrong? His scientific, in quotes, scientific rants are nothing more than a collection of technical-sounding words used in the wrong way to describe the wrong things, with just enough layman-level technology thrown in to make it sound real. You would agree with that statement, right, Ion?
We resemble that remark. Apparently, the speaker isn't your issue, it's the hearer is the issue.
That's right. He doesn't know that the science he thinks is right is all wrong.
He's still running around validating that E equals MC squared, and we go, that was on Noah's Ark. Yeah, that's good. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Are you running around with a theory of relativity? A theory of relativity is established in this. And we go, if it's so relative, why is it a theory?
So maybe Mentor's on our side. He gets Ion all worked up. That's good. Thanks, Mentor.
It's fun because if it's relative, how is it a theory? How is a theory relative?
That's right. Then Mentor says, of
and
course.
That's using y'all's words, not our words.
That's right. And you're only using scientific words that we use. And you
and some you haven't found out yet about. So I guess two-thirds apply to the parts you haven't figured out yet. So we could point that out, Mentor, but there's no reason to call you less than, although we do point out less than-ness. So embrace it. Straighten Bob out. He just loves to be straightened out. But good luck with us.
Yeah, after 4,000 or more hours with Ion, I found that he uses scientific terms and he changes the order and it turns out he's correct. We use the terms that are given to us incorrectly in the order we create is incorrect. I mean, there's a proper order. Carol's learned that in medicine from Ion, right?
Yeah, much to my chagrin. I know it's hard to give up what you think you know.
Yeah, so then Mentor says, of course, Ion is like the Internet in one way. They are both two-thirds bullshit and delusion. No. That's not true. It's real. It's just real because it's whatever the meaning of real is. I don't know what it is.
Delusion factor is relative to the amount of absorption allowed.
Yeah, Mentor, call in and let's listen to us and see if you get us all energized and feeling good and feeling powerful. Can you do it with your words? Okay, that's the point here. It may be bullshit, but it's a rapid production of high frequency, low frequency, middle frequency bullshit that Ion does.
That's so engaging.
Thank you, Carol.
And we're just excited that we please you two-thirds of the time.
Yeah.
No, I think he was saying one-third of the time. But even that is something.
That's better than your AMA has been doing lately. So,
yeah, and I called Mentor Oates. He was here about 6 months ago. He used to, and I said, come on in. You didn't answer, Mentor. Why are you back? Are you cycling through? You harass us for a day, which we like, and then you go harass other people. Come on, Mentor, come call in. Maybe you're Anthony from Australia who's on the line right now. But just before we go there, Duffy in Seattle says, hey, Bob, you sunk Ion's vessel. What the hell are you talking? She's talking about good man.
Sunk vessel. Think of vessel.
Well, how'd I think it? By not playing her?
Yeah.
Then she says, good man. Duffy don't like vessel? Yeah, maybe Ion shouldn't know that. Duffy. There go the bat house industry.
Yes. And everybody's pictorial is lurch from the Adams family going,
You watch, you quickly type it. I didn't mean that, Bob. You got me wrong. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So Strange Brew is back. He says, did George Harrison separate from his meat sack and go to the Guff?
No.
Oh, another faker. What happened to him?
He's living in South Beach.
Amazing. What do you think of that, James? Are you still here? Are we still on the air?
Yeah, no. Tom, I'm having technical difficulty over here, but I was just talking about it with Bill off the air, but it seems to be okay for the moment. It'll work for another 8 minutes and 49 seconds.
Okay, so the name LP, no location message, total time loop.
Oh, so that would be a lumbar puncture.
Angela in Vancouver, she asked earlier, Angela, whatever it was, and she says, why? Why? In her previous
degree of separation.
Yeah, her topic was the chip body, chemical body merging. Could you describe this process? In short, the world outside of this one. Lohim, and she goes, why? Well, I don't know. Just joking. All right. Where do we? Okay, James, shall we take Anthony?
Let's take Anthony in Australia. Go ahead. You're live on the air with Ion. Go for it. Are you there, Anthony?
Yay, more emails.
Alan knows they're going to back up. We're going to get backed up if we don't clear them. So,
yeah.
Plow through.
Okay, Deb says, would Ion please channel the horse? What organs were, I think she's talking about Secretariat. I forgot that part of my cut and paste.
Uh-huh.
Would Ion please channel the horse? What organs were affected by the abscessed tooth? Its heart was 2 times larger than other horses. Why did it always run last at the beginning of the races?
Of course. Okay, this is a beast. beast apply what they are. They were in a less than place, per se, but pure non-physical. When that got synced up with a human creator, a little housewife who takes on the Triple Crown, and the problem was not in Louisville. The problem was at the Belmont Stakes. That was a response from the beast regarding its engager, creator, as it were. And the next thing you know, and it even came that way of having conversation with the, quote, horse. Come on, we can do this. Come on, we can do this. And Secretariat took it all.
Okay, what did the horse think when it was showing off for the cameras?
Oh, that this picture would be a representation of non-physical in case Sheila ever wanted to draw it.
And why did Secretariat always run last at the beginning of the races?
So it could be astounded that it would win it all.
It would astound itself?
Non-physical placing last would rarely be a candidate for the Triple Crown.
Yeah, but are you saying that it wanted to astound itself?
No, it's lookers.
Oh, it set it up. And its heart was 2 times larger. Did that help it?
No.
Okay. What did the horse think when it was showing off for the cameras? Discuss the people. They were speaking how great this horse was and created the win by 31 lengths. Everyone said it was impossible as they watched the race.
Right.
Would this horse have ran like he did if the other people would have bought him?
No, he would not. Because the placation would have been a value based on money rather than a little woman who was not in this place of power engaging non-physical from a place of power. The owner of Secretariat activated Secretariat from a place of power, not authority, because there was no, it was impossible. It was undoable. The thing that was done, accomplished, was not possible. It wasn't just a good, witty business decision. It was an anomaly.
Okay. What did the horse communicate to the owner and trainers?
Get out of the way and let me run this.
And they did.
And she's the only one that could.
And what's her name? Do you have it?
Her name?
Yeah, the owner.
Harriet.
No, the name of the owner that you're celebrating.
That's not the point of the story, Bob.
Well, she's the one that had the right approach, the correct approach, the appropriate approach.
But they don't talk about her. They talk about the horse.
Oh, okay.
And it's about the horse. Don't get off. So we could apply that to Frank Zappa, too, but it really wouldn't be the point, would it?
Well, wait a minute. You're saying that she had an influence on the horse by not interfering with the horse.
She did have an influence on the horse, but she responded to the non-physical portion that was the horse.
And then the Deb says, explain the non-physical of this animal.
It's like peanut butter.
Peanut butter, okay. Right, that old peanut butter metaphor. It's just like that? Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Okay.
The owner was born in 1922, Bob.
Oh, what's her? Who is it?
Helen Bates Penny Cherney Tweedy.
Did J.W. know her? Ion?
Ask him.
Okay. At the end of last week's show, I asked to speak to Sherry, who sent an email, and I recognized if it was a Sherry who wanted to talk to me. So I did talk to her after. We had a great conversation. And but going back to, we didn't complete her email. We just had to cut off. She was dealing with the Archons, which was brought up by someone else. And she says meaning I guess the this might be the Gnostic mythology or something. She unexpectedly encountered an inorganic layer, and these entities emerged. So is that how the Archons emerged? I don't know, this is not true, but if it's said, it's true, right? This is a true reality, it was thought and said. No? You're being like a horse.
Wilbur.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, you shifted, so you didn't want Secretariat's answer to that question then. Oh, okay.
Ah, okay, that was good. But they were allowed, the basic theme of the Archons, they exist, right?
again.
No, we did all that. So, sorry, Sherry. Try to get some more. Maybe I'll come at it again next time. Not so rushed. We got 2 minutes. Okay. Let's bring in Robert. He's been waiting for 3 hours.
Wait a minute. You missed the point. The point of the non-physical part of Secretariat came from Bold Ruler and Something Royal. If you merge that together and apply it to non-physical, it's no wonder that you would have an anomaly known as a 16.2-handed Great Big House.
Yeah, what were the two sires, or whatever you would call them?
Well, I hope it wasn't two sires.
Royal, quickly. What were the names, Cal? Royal? It's important,
ruler.
You know, the names were important. The
Napo Ruler. Something Royal.
Very good. Rob, let's bring Rob in to wrap up the minute. We've always wanted to give him a minute or so to
happy
like
birthday,
us.
Bob. Happy birthday, people. Hi, James. Hi, Carolyn.
Hey,
hi,
Rob.
Hey, Robert.
Bucky is feeling better. I'm glad to hear it. Bucky is better now. He's in a coma for 2 or 3 weeks. I may visit him tomorrow. This is Robert emailing. He has emphysema and his lungs filled up. Put him in a coma, and he phoned me a couple days ago to say he's okay, Bob. Very good. That's great.
What's Bucky?
Bucky's the guy I met over there.
Hey.
Mm. Okay, so Rob, what do you want to point out?
I just want to point out that you're picking on some really good points. Everyone's explaining, but the peanut butter thing, you know, that girls were talking about earlier, is interesting as well. It's like, you know, I like peanut butter on my toast, especially when the toast is getting old. So I toast it, you know, but there's a lot of things that are getting explained here, and you know, I think I get so much from listening to the show, it always brings me back to that place of wanting to be more healthy.
Do you understand him, Carol? No, we don't understand, Robert. Try it again.
We can't hear you. Are you on Skype?
Yeah, we got 5 seconds. Thanks a lot for taking us into the fatic, Rob, into the mystery landscape.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Ion.
Of money and things. Ka-ching.
Believe in yourself. AchieveRadio.com on PowerHits.com.
When the rain comes pouring down, I turn the page, bring tomorrow. Whoa. When the cold stays in this heart too long, I turn the page, spring will follow.